to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Oh, unbelievable. More and more information comes out from the Department of Defense leaked data. Well, it's not leaked. It's whistleblowers that got the data and brought it forward. And the vaccine adverse effects basically explodes on U.S. military members. It's horrible. You have 2,181% increase in hypertension. Did you hear what I said? 2,181% increase just in hypertension in the military. And this is all after the vaccine was given. And this does not come from COVID. I'm sure that's the only thing the media can try to somehow figure out a way to lie about this, is they'll try to say, COVID, except for none of this was happening in 2020 when COVID was supposed to be at its strongest. So what are they saying? The weaker variants have done this? Yeah, right. No, and it's just coincidence. It's all after the vaccine. That's just coincidence. 1,084% increase in nerve damage. If you're a pilot, can you even fly a jet or whatever plane? If you suffer nerve damage from the vaccine, I mean, this could destroy careers I don't know. I'm not sure, but I would think that this would make it so that if it was a pilot, they probably might not be able to ever fly again. 680% increase in multiple sclerosis. Are you kidding me? 680% increase. Female infertility, breast cancer, both up about 500%. It's 460, 480, one of them, but they're close. Both of them are close to 500% increase. That's cancer, folks. We've told you that cancer was spreading on this show a long time ago. The reason why all these things are happening, folks, is because, as we have told you from the scientists who know, who have been the experts who have been warning everyone that your immune system is being brought down, then other things will take effect. We've told you that, and we know now this data confirms they have been lying to you. The CDC has been lying to you, the FDA. That's why the NIH had scrambled, and I gave you yesterday's show about how the NIH is trying to, with the DOD, or at least some in the DOD, try to change the data now. They went back and tried to change the data from years before, because they want to cover this up, because this exposes everything. You have testicular cancer, 369% increase. You know, the military data, and I'm going to give you so much more. I'm going to show you, and I'm going to give you from War Room Pandemic, Dr. Peter Navarro and Dr. Robert Malone talking about this information. You don't want to miss any of it, but it shows some of people's worst fears that this vaccine attacks people's fertility. And the military, indisputable, more accurate than anything else we've seen, data is showing all the adverse effects and more than what we worried about is being affected. More things have happened. And that's not just, that's just a sample. I'm not even getting into the myocarditis and all the other things. We don't even get into that in this episode. We've gotten into it in other stuff, but it's shown in the military records. This is just an example so that you can understand how explosive the Department of Defense data that the NIH uses. So when Fauci goes out and lies, and when the FDA and the CDC lie to you, they are well aware, and they were aware of this data way before us. It took people, three whistleblowers, to gather the data and leak it, and it's all documented, as Dr. Robert Malone will explain in just a little bit. But it's all rock solid documented where they got it from, how they videotaped themselves getting the data too. They tried to make sure that they checked every box, and they are heroes, is really what it is. Heroes for America. And let me jump into it with Dr. Peter Navarro, because he's talking about, what if you had a data system that is pretty rock solid that goes years and years and years and years, years back to give you an understanding that you can look at and then have data after the vaccine's given that you can look at. Well, the Department of Defense has all that. And that's what was leaked. And that's where all this is coming from. And this is why they have flipped out on the left about this. And a lot of them are trying to now be just hush hush and hope it goes away. But that ain't going to go away. They're going to have to figure out, besides the fraud of trying to change the data, they're not going to get away with that because we've already exposed that on this program and given light to it. And other people have already given light to it. And people have already been aware before I was even aware. And they're prepared for them trying to mess with the data. Thank goodness. So, but I mean, it's not safe. We have to make everyone know that they're trying to change the data because this incriminates a lot of people in the government. That's what it does. It incriminates them. Okay. So they're going to do everything they can to stop this information from getting out and from it being known how credible it is. They want you to think it's some conspiracy theory. It's not. Dr. Peter Navarro, take a listen.
And so, you know, the Mark Mangala Nelly decides to basically, okay, force vaccinations on everybody at the threat of loss of your job. So you vax everybody in the military, the U.S. military, and then you see what happens, right? And lo and behold, bad things happen, really bad things happen. And this is what Doc Malone's going to talk about today. But to set that up, I want to show you two slides. Let's start with slide one, Denver. This is the vaccine impacts on U.S. Military personnel based on the experiment I described to you. We saw hypertension went up over 2,000%. Migraines, 452% increase in migraines, over 1,000% adverse impacts of the nervous system, tachycardia, which is rapid heartbeat, 302%, Guillain-Barre syndrome, 551%, multiple sclerosis, 680% increase, esophagus malignant neoplasm, 624%. Hey, give me some of those vaccines. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is terrible. This is horrific, and there's more. There's more, and even the more that we'll give you, there's more than that. But the good thing is this information, I know, has been given to a JAG officer, a high-ranking JAG officer, by Dr. Robert Malone, who will come up in just a little bit, and you'll get to hear from him. And so this is already going to be dealt with, at least in the military courts. We need some sort of attorney general, state attorney general, to go after this with this leaked information. You can't have it just in Ron Johnson. It can't be the only senator doing stuff. Yeah, he can expose it, but he can't do anything to these people. We need attorney generals to take this up. Where are you, you attorney generals? You better not be wimps on this. We've already had too many wimpy attorney generals in so many other situations. You're talking about saving your own family's life. I mean, you can't even get the courage to do that. I know there are some out there that will have the courage to do it. Goodness gracious, this shouldn't even matter. I know no Democrat attorney general will do it. They're all slaves to the Democrats. You won't get there will never be a Democrat attorney general who will take this information and do anything to anyone. That's a guarantee. That tells you, don't ever vote for a Democrat. That's what that tells you. They don't care about you. They don't even care about their own people. Because this is doing this. This doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican. It only matters whether you're Democrat or Republican on whether you're going to do something or not about it. Because I guarantee you the Democrat Party ain't going to do jack squat. They're going to hide it and cover it up because they're the ones that have been lying over and over again. Some Republicans have too. They're not innocent. But at least there are some people who are in the Republican Party that will. And it's going to be a Republican attorney general who will have the gonads to actually do something, or no one will do it. No one will. It's frustrating because we have been right the whole time. Let me play you more, though, more of the stats from War Room Pandemic.
Well, yeah, give me some of those, folks. All right, Denver. Now the bad news. Give me the next slide, if you would. And when you think about this in terms of our kids, right, it's like a catastrophic event would be to wipe out the reproductive ability of the human race, right, with some quasi-vaccine that somehow, did what? What do we see here? A 472% increase in female infertility. Related to that, 437% ovarian dysfunction increase. For the guys, we're not left out. 369% increase in testicular cancer. And by the way, ladies, 487% increase in breast cancer. Okay. Look, it's an incredibly elegantly designed, macabre, Mengele-like medical experiment done in real time on our U.S. military personnel. And if this does not get the attention of Mika and Morning Joe when they're talking about friggin' jabbing our kids or anybody else, then Mika and Joe, you people are as morally bankrupt as I think you are on the MSNBC Genocide Olympics Network. All right.
All right, hold on. His point, Mika and Morning Joe, MSNBC, they will never give you this information because they are the ones who promoted all of you to get the jabs. You think they're going to go around and say, ha, 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 we suckered you into all of this. We suckered you into, all these adverse effects. And you know your relative that we told you was, it's just coincidence that they died? It's just coincidence that they died. It has nothing to do that they got the vaccine 3 months earlier. Nothing to do with that. Just coincidence, okay? Oh, and the adverse effects. Well, those things happen to people, right? You think they're going to admit, it wasn't coincidence. It was because we told you all to go out and get the jab. You think they're going to tell you that? No one who promoted the jab is going to give you this information with any passion. Look, Dr. Robert Malone's coming up next. After he does this, he goes on the War Room first and talks about this information. Hannity had him on. Hannity didn't touch any of this stuff. The reason why, sadly, I like Sean Hannity, but the reason why? Sean Hannity hasn't been strong on the vaccines. Sean Hannity's gotten the vaccine himself. Sean Hannity let fear get to him, and he even told people that he's okay with it. He basically promoted the vaccine. How is he going to be strong on this? So he didn't even let Dr. Robert Malone touch this data. Robert Malone tried to bring it up once in the interview. Hannity changed the conversation. I don't know if he did it on purpose, or it could be that Hannity, because he got the vaccine and stuff, doesn't know any of this stuff because he doesn't want to know. I could understand that if he, I don't know. Or he doesn't want to know because he told people to get the vaccine. The point here is we need Hannity to just admit, look, they tricked you, Sean. Just admit it. And we need you. We can't have you on the sidelines. You need to be on this stuff like you were with the Russian collusion crap. We need the Sean Hannity who crushed Russia collusion to be on the vaccine like you were. That's what we need from you. Be a hero. Don't worry about your past. I'm telling you, I don't care. I don't care what you said in the past about the vaccine. Get on it now. Don't tiptoe around it anymore. Please, we need you. All right, so my point is, Republican or Democrat, if they push the vaccine, they're not going to give you the truth like I'm going to give you the truth, because I've never pushed the vaccine. I've been on the right side of this the whole time, and that's why I can be so strong. Robert Malone is coming up. Dr. Robert Malone, he's fantastic. Take a listen.
Dr. Malone, the floor is yours, sir. What say you?
So let's strive for fair and balanced. Sorry about that. The one thing that's being mentioned as a potential counterweight here, remember what Peter just shared with you, is the increase in incidence of these things over what was occurring both last year and the prior 5 years. So last year in 2020, we had plenty of virus, and yet we didn't have these huge bumps. And then in 2021, when they start implementing the vaccine mandates, then we see this jump up. We also see sudden increases in all-cause mortality and disability occurring in the databases for the life insurance companies. And now we have results back from Q3 and Q4 of last year that are confirming this now in multiple insurance company databases. So this is stuff that can't be hidden. This is massive blocks of information. The pushback is, well, maybe this is long COVID. That would be amazing, given that there's been so much denial of long COVID. I don't see how that can account for these data. So I think we are looking at something. It probably some of these events may be COVID related, but that should be balanced out by whatever happened in the prior year. This is hard to interpret as anything other than an enormous catastrophe at the expense of our armed forces. It's difficult for me to interpret the data any other way. Now, the question is, what are these data? Where are they coming from? Are they real? Is the chain of custody of these data solid? I can assure you that the chain of custody is solid. Now, Senator Johnson has sent a letter to the Department of Defense not to manipulate these data and to preserve it, even though the DOD is attempting, apparently through an NIH subcontractor, to do so. And that was the subject of the PolitiFact fact checker, which now it looks like is a gross misrepresentation, and DOD is giving up on this. Where did this whole strategy of trying to manipulate the data after they received Ron Johnson's letter, bless his heart? Dr. Samuel Sigaloff, Peter Chambers, and Teresa Long are the heroes here. DOD personnel that have come out and now have whistleblower protection. And the chain of custody is rigorously documented from videotaping these people, pulling the data off the databases, the whole pass off of these data. So and they're backed by sworn testimony and depositions that are will be sustained in court of law. So I think we're looking at something pretty big, and it looks like we may also be looking at some efforts to cover up these data that are now disclosed.
It will be sustained in court of law. Dr. Robert Malone was fantastic. And if you think that Dr. Robert Malone is an anti-vaxxer, he himself has gotten the jab. This is what I need Sean Hannity to know. Robert Malone got the jab. Dr. Robert Malone did. But he follows the science, regardless of fear got him to do it or he thought it was good. It doesn't matter. He's going to go with whatever the truth is and what the science is. And that's what he's done. So, Sean, you work in New York, so I know, and I think I don't know if he's gotten multiple jabs or not, but I'm sure he's gotten the jab once. And forget about it, Sean. We need Sean Hannity to be Sean Hannity. We don't need a compromise Sean Hannity who has Dr. Robert Malone on after this explosive information and doesn't touch it and talks about his interview in general and with the podcast interviews that he has done and stuff, but it was all in general. And then when Dr. Robert Malone went to talk about the whistleblower data that came from the Department of Defense, either Sean, I don't know if he didn't know anything about it or he wanted to change the topic. I don't know, but he changed the topic and then they never got anything into it. I can't have that Sean Hannity, and America can't, is what I'm saying. We can't have that Sean Hannity. We need the Sean Hannity that went after Russia collusion 100% full board. That's the Sean that I know is still out there. That's the Sean that I know is inside that Sean Hannity, but I'm not seeing him right now. I don't know why. He's much better. The fact that he had Robert Malone on, I should praise him for that. Thank you, Sean, for having him on. But let him talk about the important stuff when you have him on. That would be nice. Here's a little more.
So I think we're looking at something pretty big, and it looks like we may also be looking at some efforts to cover up these data that are now disclosed. The question is, where do they come from?
Hey Doc, let me just ask you a question. I know you want to be really careful here, and you're kind of like explaining how this thing will be under attack. But you came into this before this study results came out with a set of priors about what kinds of diseases this quasi vaccine would likely trigger, what kind of adverse events. Can you say this, that directionally and in terms of magnitude, that this study confirms everything you feared about the use of these quasi vaccines? Is that an accurate statement at this point?
Everything and more. Ryan Cole has been the canary in the coal mine of a highly trained pathologist, has been the one raising the red flag about cancer risks. And here it is, the data are abundant. We've got damage in organ systems that I hadn't imagined. I'd been warning about the fact that these catenic lipids go to the ovary and that they might be causing ovarian dysfunction and that that could explain the dysmenorrhea. Here we see amazing support for that. Like I don't take any joy in this.
No, he doesn't, but he was right. And then they talked about the risks of jabbing kids. And the reason why they want to jab kids, just so you know, even though they know this and the Department of Defense data, they know all this. Dr. Fauci knows all this information. The reason why is because if a vaccine is given and approved for all kids, they get automatic liability protection. And they know that their emergency use is going to have to come off at some point. And so be it if some kids have to suffer the consequences. It's all random. They just act like, well, God's in charge of that. So kids have to suffer for us to keep our money so we can't get sued. That's what's going on. That's why they want to jab kids so badly. I'm out of time. I would give you so much more. I can't even talk about what this does to our military and military readiness. But you all know, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. Go out and win the day. See ya! Does it ever feel like you're not getting the full story from the media? Well, of course you're not. But does it feel like there are dark and sinister forces driving national events and global events? Oh, yeah. And you might even want to go behind the deep state. Well, that's the show we have for you, Behind the Deep State. It's hosted by Alex Newman. You really have to check it out. Great in-depth stuff about what's going on with the deep state. Go to thenewamerican.com and check out Behind the Deep State.